Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Tinley. This is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We're the vegan cheese of the radio industry. Like, we're good. And we try. But, you know.
I don't think I've ever tried vegan cheese. Is it just tofu?
It's just not. It wouldn't be for you or anyone, really. Unless you're vegan. And then they love it. So, you know, take that as you may. The minorities love us. Is it vegan a minority?
I don't think so.
Does it count? I guess it does, yeah?
I don't think other minorities would be like, guys, really? You're gonna say that vegans are a minority? They're in the grand scheme of diets, yes, but I don't think they're a societal minority.
Oh, God, I love it. Now, guys, stick around. It will be a subpar show today, so gather around.
Well, then why did I bring this in 20 minutes' time? We love seeing old people do amazing things.
Like backflips.
That would be impressive.
Yeah.
You know, anything that, like, what do you reckon the cutoff age is? I say around 70. If you're doing incredible things after 70, it makes it even more impressive to me.
So if a 69-year-old did a backflip?
No.
Yeah, it's fair.
You know, yeah, that has to be a lie. That has to be a lie. And this man in his 80s has just thrown caution to the wind, and he's done something incredible.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you all about it.
But coming up next, guys, if you're single and alone and a loser, then listen up, because you want to find somebody, and you've probably done your Tinders and your Bumbles and your sexy singles near you. You've probably done all that stuff, and you're like, this isn't working. Well, I've got a new one for you to try. It's 100% legit, I think. And I'm going to tell you what it is coming up next. Now, Michael Ross, There's people out there that might be a little single, don't have no significant other. They're looking for them. They can't find them on Tinder, on your Bumble, on your RSVP, on your eHarmony, on your sexy singles near
you. On your Ashley Madison.
On your That's the one you would be on. No, like you wouldn't be on. But
thanks. Yeah. Is that still going?
I wouldn't know. They won't let me on. But look, there's a new one. There's a new venture.
Okay.
Which maybe people can try to find the new loves.
What's it called?
Venture.
Okay.
V-E-N-C-H-A.
Venture.
Now.
Like an adventure.
yeah, I guess.
A new venture in your life.
Yes. And basically how it works, it's very, very similar. But you kind of, okay. Same at the G.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. Doesn't happen a lot, but let's just say I'm there on a weekend having a great time. Because you know me, I'm normally in my room with a good book.
How many books do you own?
Yeah, like, own.
Yeah, you got like three, don't you? They're all autobiographies.
Yeah, like Andrew Gates' autobiography, Michael Jordan's autobiography, like all that sort of stuff, yeah. Anyway, so you open up your little profile. Obviously, you get to pick your age, which is always unfortunate. And you do like how far you want people to discover you and whatnot. There's little options like you can do if you see someone you like. Very similar.
How far? What do you mean by how far?
Oh, so you can change it into your settings. So your distance, like that I want people to be able to discover me.
Okay.
Go out from 20Ks to 160Ks.
Right.
My venture distance, 20Ks. So you basically say what you like. You can do little things like if you pay for the extras, you can kind of like make people speak to you. Because a lot of these dating, yeah, pretty much.
Speak to me.
A lot of these dating apps is very like, they have to like you as well. It's so weird, you know?
I just want to be able to go and talk to a range of people.
But a lot of this is based on what you're doing. So if I'm at the bar,
okay,
when I open this up,
mm-hmm,
you check in and you can see other people that are at the bar. So then I might start a conversation with said person that's also at the bar. We don't have to meet up because we're both already at the bar. You know?
Okay.
You feeling me?
Yeah.
A little stalky?
A little bit. Just a little bit. But also, what if they happen to be at the bar?
Yeah.
You send them a message and say, oh, I'm here as well. And they're like, oh, that's cool. And they just start messaging you and you're like, oh, where are you? No, this is fine. Like, just kidding. This is fine for right now.
So you reckon it's going to be a lot of like, hey, I'm not ready for that next step of actually talking to you in real life. but I just want to message you whilst we're still in the same
place. Yeah, like, how good is this DJ? Oh, so good. Can I buy you a drink? Nah. So it works, right?
Check it out.
It's Mitchell and Michael here, 96.1. Mitch, the elderly, you know, they can still offer society a lot, you know?
Yep.
Because I think they can actually be effective, like, superheroes
how,
in a way.
How long are we talking? How old are we talking?
How long in the tooth?
How long on the life have they had? Are we talking? Elderly?
Dennis O'Connor.
Yeah.
83 years old.
Yeah.
You know,
old.
So he's real. He's getting on a bit, you know. And Dennis is just fearless. You know, 83 years, he's been there. He's seen that, you know, nothing scares Dennis at all.
Yep.
And he was hanging out, you know, in the betting agency. You know, there's a lot of old people love to do on
betting. Yes.
During.
So it's like bedding.
The betting agency.
Like beds.
Well, they also like to sleep.
I was like, that's called a home.
No, he's putting a few bets on. And then this caught on CCTV. In Russia's three hoodlums.
It's in Russia. Whoa.
What?
Did you say it's in Russia?
No. In Russia's.
Oh.
They rushed in.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Three hoodlums, two of them carrying hammers, one of them carrying a sawn-off shotgun.
Whoa. Okay, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of two hammers and a screwdriver. It's like two nail clippers and a chainsaw. Like.
And Dennis is there as the three young men are sort of going after the teller.
Yep.
Like
to get
going,
money.
Yeah, yep. Trying to get money.
Good tips.
He like yells at them and is like, "You're cowards." Well, he's Irish, so he'd be like, "You're cowards, the whole lot of you." And the guy with the shotgun like points it like point blank at Dennis's head.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, "Okay, this is not the man necessarily to mess with. But these two with hammers, they're just a couple of clowns." And an 83-year-old man takes a hammer from like a 20-something-year-old man, just wrestles it out of his hands, and they all have to leg it. And he chases them out with a bar stool. One of them slips over, and he kicks him right in the backside.
Wow.
Just fearless Dennis.
What a gangster.
It's just amazing. I was just... You're always in awe.
Did you see his video of it?
Yeah, you can check it out. You can check out CCTV footage of him taking on three young hoodlums.
Is it something I can put on Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page?
Yeah, you could. Like, you could.
Okay, cool.
Because like, he's like a little old superhero.
Head on there. Head on there. Head on there now. Head there now.
I just thought it was amazing. I wanted to tell you about it.
It's great. I think that's great. As 13, 12, 16, when is your granddad foiled a robbery?
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Get up with
Mitchell and Michael. Michael Ross, what was the favourite thing that you got to eat in your lunchbox when you were a child?
How about I just tell you what I ate basically every single day?
Oh, all right. Well, I can feel the critique at your mother. But yeah.
No, it was like, it worked. I ate it every day, didn't I?
Is that why
like
you hate doing that now?
Could be. Could be something as simple as that.
What was it?
Every day I would have a sandwich.
Yep.
A packet of Choc Chip Tiny Teddies,
yep.
Specifically Choc Chip Tiny Teddies, and an apple. In high school, my sandwich went to two sandwiches. But those other staples
that
were Choc Chip Tiny Teddy
in primary school?
And an apple. That was my... That
you
was
just
my,
had a sandwich, an apple, and...
In primary school, I also had a little juice box.
Still
little
though.
Juice box would slot in there. And if you had leftover, like... If there was leftover cake after a birthday, you get a slice of cake. Those would be when I get like a little bit extra.
Jeez. No wonder why you were so
maybe bland. To the canteen sometimes, but if it was packed lunch, we're looking at sandwich, most likely some sort of ham or salami in a sandwich.
I'm surprised
apple,
it's not just
choc
bread,
chip
and,
cookies.
Bread and butter.
I can't eat choc chip Tiny Teddies anymore. I can't do it.
Interesting. Now, I had a much more... crazy lunch. Mum used to mix it up all the time. I'd have at least seven selections. I'd be like the rich kid in prison, which would then trade a lot out of it for power. Like, and I pretty much ran primary school for a while because I'd have like fruit roll-ups. I'd have Dunkaroos.
Oh.
I didn't have Tiny Teddies. Didn't mess with that stuff. That was beneath me.
The snacks were good in primary school.
Yeah, I had snacks. Used to smash those. Now, there's some teachers that have revealed the worst school lunches.
Don't get me started on teachers and school lunches.
Why?
Because what some teachers are doing these days is just not on.
Like what?
They are writing home to parents.
Yeah.
If they disagree with what is in a packed lunch.
Okay. And I stand with you as two 20-year-old white straight males. I too am outraged by this. And there's a teacher that wrote home who was angry at the kid having this for lunch, though. Had Red Bull. Primary school.
Okay.
Is that worthy of a note?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think that even says on it, it's not for children like under 16.
Yeah, there's also a kid that was just given ginger biscuits.
Like that's well, it. What if they're not well off? What if they can't afford anything else? At least he's got some biscuits.
See, it's, yeah, okay. All right. What about this? A ginger beer. One kid was, all he was given for school lunch was a ginger beer.
I love a good ginger beer, though. So he's a happier man than I am.
Alcoholic.
An alcoholic ginger beer.
Yeah. When questioned, the mum said she was too tired. She didn't notice that they were alcoholic. And the mother had been drinking at least 3 a day for the last 2 weeks.
And she didn't know.
She didn't know there was alcohol.
She's like, these are great. The kids will love these. I'll just put them in the lunchbox. There we go. Off you go. I can't take you. I don't know why, but I just don't feel like driving. Okay, those, that's, yes, you can write about that. Mitchell and Michael. You know, it doesn't happen on our show, you know, but in other media outlets, sometimes they like to put a little bit of mayo on it. They like to over-embellish a few things.
Yeah.
And there's a huge Hurricane Florence,
yep,
at the moment in the States. And, you know, things are bad. Yep. You know, that's what people are expecting when they turn on the TV. They're expecting those gale force winds, things going really badly.
Yep.
And so you're just giving the audience what they want. That's what they want to see. So this weatherman, you may have seen this, Mitch. This weatherman, his name is Mike, and he is working for like the Weather Channel. So very big in America.
Yep.
He got caught on camera faking how strong the winds of the hurricane are. Have a little listen to this.
Probably seen the video on Facebook as that reporter struggles to keep his balance.
Okay, picking it up here in Wilmington, North Carolina, right at the Intracoastal, and we're in one of these bands.
So that's Mike Seidel in Wilmington, North Carolina. But as he braces and fights the wind Friday, check out the two guys who seem to walk right by him in the background there with no trouble at all. The video has been shared more than a million times on social media.
These two guys who were walking around in the background, just wearing shorts even in the middle of a hurricane.
I did wear that. They look like me and you when we walked down in winter in Mount Gambier.
Yes.
It's freezing cold, we're still wearing shorts. We're just cruising. That guy looks like he is being blown by one of those like jet-powered bloody fans. And I'm assuming he's doing it to go, look how crazy this weather is. Look how great this channel is. I'm a reporter.
Look at me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm out here doing this for you guys.
And so everyone's like, oh, poor Mike. And these two guys wander in and reveal that Mike is putting a little bit extra on it. But the Weather Channel have said, no, Mike is not faking it. In their official statement,
the other guys just have really large calves.
They are saying, it is important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete, and Mike Seidel is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass after reporting on air until 1 a.m. this morning. And is undoubtedly exhausted. We don't doubt that Mike is exhausted.
He's had no carbs. He did a CrossFit workout beforehand. But
I would feel more confident standing on grass than on concrete in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah, because it'd be slipperier.
The concrete is slipperier. They obviously don't know anything about rain.
That's insane.
And they're the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's bad. There you go. He's put a bit of mayo on it.
I'll tell you what, you just cannot trust the media.
No, you can't.
They are a bunch of crooks.
New Sport and Weather's coming up next. Right now, it's Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, huge, huge news. It's been dominating for the week, really.
Yes, the needles in the fruit. And although, very bad. I don't think anyone's been hurt yet.
There have been a couple of injuries.
Yes, but nothing life-threatening or anything too crazy.
A guy swallowed one of the needles.
And although it's bad, I feel like as a newspaper, you'd be just absolutely licking your lips when it comes to this sort of stuff. You'd be like, this is great. I've got so many good headlines. Because when you're a newspaper, you need puns to make a good newspaper. Don't worry about the story. Don't worry about the journalists. Don't worry about the words. It's all about the puns. That's what gets the sales. Everyone knows that. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist.
We are not.
Technically. My guys, I'm going to read you some headlines.
Sure.
That I would use if I was the head of a newspaper. You just give me a little ding or a dong if you're feeling it or not.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Hear me.
These are obviously go towards all the needles in the fruits, preferably the strawberries. So, do we need all of these strawberries anyway? Yep.
Good pun.
There's needles in our fruit. So what?
No.
Oh, you like that one?
There's needles in our fruit. So what?
Yeah.
No.
Like, is in there saying like, oh, why you just cut them up? Why are you getting so mad?
I think you needed to portray maybe a bit more of that in the headline, but it didn't come across that way. It just seemed like an opinion article from someone on the street. So what?
Like so from sewing.
Oh, so we're going so what?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay. Even then, I don't think it's quite there.
Okay. We've had enough. That's the final straw. Berries.
Yep.
Okay. What about this headline for the needles in the fruit? Someone's been putting needles in strawberries. Classic stitch up.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. What about this one? Strawberry manipulation stories could be fabricated. Yes. Okay. Messing with strawberries. Will it ever stop? Like wool. Like
will it ever stop? that one doesn't work.
News headlines for needles in the fruit. This is obviously the headline of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Hempty your punnets now.
Okay. There's nothing going on with hemp, but okay.
But like hem. Like hemp, like a hem in sewing.
Okay. It sounds more like hempty, which is like hemp is also a material.
Okay. What about this one? First strawberries, because, you know, there was needles in bananas as well.
Yeah.
First strawberries, now banana, needle.
That's a real, like, you got to say it to get it. There's that one. Nah.
Okay.
Banana.
What about you found? You found a... we found the needles in also apples.
Yes.
Now, needles in more than just strawberries. How appalling.
That's just bad, but okay.
Okay. What about this one? Locals getting tired of newspaper headline punnets.
Yeah, but you've already said punnets.
You said it when?
You said punnets earlier.
Yeah, but that was actual punnets.
That was actual punnets. I'm just saying, you get it close.
What about domestic berryism?
Domestic berries. Well, yeah, because that was mine.
They are my headlines for the needles in the strawberries and the fruit.
You know what? I bet you that they've run. That on the front page of Herald Sun, NT News, somewhere they exist. Oh. You would get a job hands down.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. The great value continues at Subway with the $8 Subway footlong sub of the day. It's Mitchell and Michael right now. And Mitch, you know me. You know, I love a good video game.
Yeah.
I do. I'm a big gamer. And you know what?
He's saying this like it's some revelation.
It might be for some listeners.
Believe it or not, I don't like the CrossFit. Or the...
gym.
Yep.
But I enjoy a good video game. It's not just for kids anymore.
No, not at all. No, millions and millions and trillions of dollars.
Oh, there's so much money in video games. I'm not that good, though. I'm just a hobbyist, you know. But people say to me, they go, Michael, we don't want to hear you talk about video games on the show.
I
can't relate to that myself.
It's true. No matter what you're talking about... It sounds boring. Like, no matter what, like, something exciting. Like, as soon as you say AFL Grand Final or something, if I said it or someone else said it, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. When Michael says it, you're like, oh, it's probably just going to talk about stats.
So I need to get across to you now the feelings I have inside. I can't convey them. You know, there's a brand new game out that's just sweeping every player.
Is it Spider-Man?
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man on PlayStation is just...
everyone is amazed with it.
Yep.
Because he's the amazing Spider-Man. And I just can't do it justice by talking about it.
Yep.
So I've got the help of Josh Prey to, you know, just get across. If you're thinking about getting this for your kids or for yourself, this is how I feel inside.
Dog, I'm a grown man. I don't do video game reviews and none of that. I bought my child a new Spider-Man on PS4, bruh. I didn't know video games were this awesome. New Spider-Man is so dope. It's so real. It's like Neo met Spider-Man. Go buy your child. This ain't Fortnite. I ain't saying spend your last, but I'm just saying if you got $61, take 60 of those dollars, buy your child Spider-Man on PS4, bruh. Do you see him flipping in the background? Do you see the stuffy? I am personally saying, if you want your child off Fortnite, if you want your child off the streets, if you want your child doing no drugs, if you want your child not beating up people and doing online bullying, buy him Spider-Man. Oh, it's so good!
Do you understand me now? Do you feel why I'm into it at the moment?
Yeah, no, I can feel it, definitely.
Yeah, Josh is my spirit animal.
I like that he said if you have $61, take 60 of it and buy it. But he's not a complete... Like, he's not like, he's like, don't give it all away.
No.
Keep $1.
Keep that $1. Mitch, we're in a brand new age. It's not as easy to be a kid anymore. And if you love your kids, look at them. Look at them. Unless you're driving, then maybe just one eye or look in the mirror. But your kids need some cyber safety.
Yep.
They do. It affects all communities here, even on the Limestone Coast. It's important that everyone knows how to be safe on the internet. And there's actually a fantastic program that is starting next week. We've got Mr. Griffiths from Glen Burnie Primary School, the principal. Now, Mr. Griffiths, what are you rolling out here on Limestone Coast about cyber safety?
So what we've done is we've got a partnership, our Blue Lake partnership, which comprises all the Mount Gambier schools. We've looked at accessing a lady by the name of Susan McLean, very knowledgeable in the area of cyber safety. Obviously, it's an issue for a lot of kids and a lot of parents and teachers. So we were able to get her services to come to Mount Gambier next week. She was a police officer in Victoria.
That's good. Checks out.
Many years ago. And she actually took her first cyberbullying report back in 1994. And since then, she sort of focused on this area and trained.
What was happening in 94?
That was quite a while ago, but it's interesting to know that was her first incident of cyberbullying. So I'm not too sure who had a mobile phone or how it was, whether it was just through the computer.
A lot of Pac-Man.
Could have happened through there, yep. So she sort of worked in this role for obviously, 30-plus years now.
I wonder if she knows about the... some kids have calculators on their phones. They're actually photo vaults. You know, when you put in numbers, it's actually a password. See, I know that one.
Is that right?
Yeah. So there you go. There's a free one.
Is that learning from high school for you? Or?
Yeah.
I think it's hard to keep up with these days. I think the internet or the access available to kids, and sometimes not so much on phones. I mean, I know some younger kids don't have phones, but with iPads in homes, with online gaming, which is also very social at the moment, they can get on a game and chat to friends and people can access them that way as well. So I think with the progress of the internet and social media, we just need to try and be on top of it where we can, provide the kids with information and knowledge, and also really provide the parents as well with relevant and up-to-date information and knowledge, which is really important, I think.
You can go to the Sir Robert Helpman at 7 p.m. on Monday the 24th of September for the parent session.
Yep.
Thanks so much for talking to us today, Mr. Griffiths.
Yes, Mr. Griffiths. Michael, do you just want to finish it with a little hello, Glen Burnie? Or maybe goodbye, Glen Burnie.
Hasn't got another joke for us.
What do you got, Mick?
No, we don't want to use up the equipment.
Thanks for helping me with that
one. The gold.
That's right. Not a problem. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Glen Burnie, they're great. That's where I did my very first stand-up gig. I hope the kids still remember me.
Yeah, you started with the hello, Glen Burnie, and just nothing.
Dead silence. But that's okay. As Mr. Griffith said, though, Mitch, cyber safety has been a concern since the 90s.
Yeah.
And coming up next, we have found a educational program from them, and we all remember how bad they were back then.
Yeah.
We've found one from then about cyber safety. We're going to play it for you next. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. And we were talking about cyber safety with Mr. Griffiths from Glen Burnie Primary School. It's a massive concern, you know, for all kids these days, Mitch.
Yeah, they have some seminar, teach parents, all oldies, all cavemen, about how to stay safe, like the old calculator.
But we found out that cyber safety has been a concern since the 90s.
Yes.
You know, way back to like the early 90s, like 94.
Yep.
So I had a bit of a look around for, do you remember seeing educational videos at school?
Yeah.
About like, don't drink and drive.
There was that really poor
one. Don't take drugs.
Like, oh no, Greg, you've had too much marijuana.
Yes.
You do not drive. Yeah.
They're not the best, but you know, they got their message across.
Yeah, good message.
And we found a 90s educational program about cyber safety. Have a listen to this. Oh, hi, Mom. I'm home from school after a wonderful day and I don't have any homework, so I'm going to play my favorite game, Fortnite, on my old video game console. Well, I love Fortnite so much, I get to play and talk with all my friends. They're all here. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Tommy. We are getting off at Salty Springs, if you'd like to join us.
Salty Springs, yeah, that sounds dope. I know there's heaps of good loot there.
Oh, no, the guys over there that aren't on our team.
Oh, no, no guys who aren't on our team. Oh, don't worry, Mark, I'll get the... Oh, no, Mark, they got you instead. Oh, Mark, you died, Mark. Oh, well, we'll get him next round.
Tommy, why would you do that? You always let us down in these games. I just hate having you on my team. I hate you. Tomorrow at school, we are going to beat you up.
Mark, why are you being so mean to me? I don't want to play Fortnite anymore. I don't want to talk to you at school.
You are so dumb and ugly. You are going to get it, Tommy.
Every day, young people interact like Tommy and Mark online.
Switch on to cyber safety.
Download the right way to act.
So take time to connect with your kids.
Because you don't want to be cyber hasty
with cyber safety.
Tommy, I'm really sorry. Sometimes online I get carried away and don't think about the consequences. But everything in life has consequences.
That's okay, Mark. I just want you to remember in future about other people's self-esteem and personal and mental well-being.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast's Hit 96.1. This is Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. The great value continues at Subway with the $8 Subway Sub of the Day. Walk away with a Subway footlong voucher by calling us 30 12 16, because we are playing That's right, it is time for Say My Name, where Mitch will ask three questions and try and guess your name, and that's all you get.
That's all I get.
That's all you get. We've got someone on the line right now. Are you ready for Mitch to ask you your questions?
Yep.
Mate, you into footy?
Yes.
All right, who do you reckon is going to be in the grand final and who's going to win? This is all one question, by the way.
Richmond and Melbourne.
Okay.
And who's winning?
Richmond.
Okay. Is the thing crying in the background, is that a brother or a sister or your son?
Sister.
Okay, sister. Okay, cool. Now, this is a pretty important question. Would you rather spend the rest of your life and you can't wear pants anymore or... you have to step on a Lego once every morning for the rest of your life, but you can still wear pants.
I would rather the second one, step on a Lego every morning.
You enjoy pants, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to be able to wear pants. That's your three.
Now, final question. I feel like I'm allowed this one.
Okay.
I feel like I'm allowed this one. Is your name a unique... would you say your name is a unique name?
Is my name unique? No.
Okay.
But just picked it out of all the other kids.
I feel that based on the fact that all the things I asked you, you answered. I would say that your name is Jackson.
No.
Oh, I was really excited because I thought there was cheering in the background, but it was a baby crying.
What's your
name? Hang on, mate. What's your name?
Mitchell.
Oh!
It's
oh, great name though, mate. You. How good is it being Mitchell?
Pretty good.
Do you get loads of girls too?
Nah.
Oh. Same. Thanks, man. You picked up a Subway voucher.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Maybe you can invite a girl for a 6-inch.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
What a show we've had today, Mitch.
Yes, we're out
of
here.
Full of fun.
If you want to catch up, Mitchell Michael Show on your favourite podcast app, or you can always message us, hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. Keep sending us your creepy messages. It's funny. See ya.
See ya.